went out to be saved in church, but I'm glad I got saved in church on a Sunday night, 1963. Sunday night, 1963. Last Sunday night. I was over in South Carolina, Chester, South Carolina, preaching. And I looked up the clock. I guess it was around 7:30. Say 51 years. 51 years. I know sometimes I don't look like I'm that old, but I got saved, a young lad, 11 years old, by the grace of God. 51 years. God reached down and saved my soul. And I tell you, it's been good. I'm thankful to be saved. Well, if you got a copy of God's Word tonight, look with us if you will. Just a little simple thought tonight. I feel like God placed upon my heart, and I'm just a little simple preacher from the hills of Kentucky. But in the book of Luke, chapter number 17, book of Luke, chapter number 17, we'll read just a verse or two here and try to give you the little thought I feel like God placed upon my heart. I appreciate getting to come, Brother John, and thank the Lord for you and your family. Thank the Lord for leading you up here and putting you here to do the Lord's work. Somebody has got to be doing the Lord's work. Somebody has got to stay busy doing the Lord's work. I heard share just a few days ago, Brother Patton Hall, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was in China, where they said that those people over there has taken all the crosses down off of the churches and then tearing most of the churches down. And I thought, that's sad. Somebody paid a lot of money to get them built and the crosses up. But you know, they're wanting the crosses took down here in the United States of America. Want them took down. They say it bothers people. Well, it bothers me when they take them down. Huh? It bothers me. Some of the things they're doing, it bothers me. But they just keep doing it. I think we just keep putting them up. Our little county we live in, the county below us, they spent some $450,000, $60,000, $70,000 trying to keep the Ten Commandments on the courthouse walls. And somebody said, well, what would you do? Well, I would have took and painted it on, and if I had erased it, I'd have painted them back. Amen. Just keep putting them up. Just keep putting them up, like you said about these tracks. Just keep putting them in. Just keep putting them in. Brother Doug Grant and them down there, when he's down there in Georgia, they go down there to, I believe it's a food line, go down there and stick them tracks in them beer cases, and I'll tell you, six packs and putting them in. Then they said that store manager called him and said, You're gonna have to quit doing that. He said, sir, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, I didn't do it. He said, well, it's got your church name on it. Might have your church name on it, but I don't know who done it. They just kept going down there and putting them in there. I said, he called back. I said, if he didn't quit putting them in there, I said, he's going to have to get the authorities how to come and talk to him. Well, let them get the authorities come and talk to us. We just still put out the Word of God. We just still preach how the Word of God. We just still keep doing for God. I tell you, God's done so much for us. He didn't quit doing for us. Amen. And so I'm glad I can do a little bit for Him. Well, let's read a few verses here. I give the Word of God. Look, if you would, in the book of Luke, chapter 17. And we'll begin reading in verse number 11. I know you're set for a while. If you want to stand, you can. What time we read the Word of God? If you don't feel like it, you don't have to. In verse number 11, the Bible said, it came to pass as He, that being Jesus, went to Jerusalem, that He, that being Jesus, passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as He, that being Jesus, entered into a certain village, there met Him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when He saw them, He said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith have made thee whole. Correct read, that's reading verses 11 down through verse number 19. Luke chapter number 17. May God add his blessings to the reading of his precious word. You can be seated just for a few minutes tonight. I want to look at this passage of scripture here, and we'll just be brief. This passage of scripture talking about Jesus going as he went to Jerusalem, passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And, you know, Jesus always went where that he was needed, just like he did there in the book of John, chapter number 4, the woman there at the well. And the Bible said as he entered here, he didn't say what village it was. It's just the Bible said he just talked about a certain village here that he went to as he was journeying on his way. If you would have it, he was going to Jerusalem to take and be crucified, to give his life for mankind. And he took time to go through this certain village, the Bible said, because there was 10 men that needed help. And the Bible said they had leprosy. Leprosy is a type of sin. There's no cure for that. And they had to stand far off. And they had to, if anyone come close to them, they had to cry, unclean, unclean. And they cried out. Jesus saw them. And when Jesus saw them, he said to them, there in verse number 14, he said, go show yourselves to the priest. And the Bible said when they turned, they were cleansed. In other words, he took care of that leprosy as they turned. But the Bible said, Brother Steve, that one of them, out of the 10, there was one that turned and given thanks. And the Bible said he took and fell down on his face at his feet and give him thanks. He said that he was a Samaritan. And Jesus looked up and said, was there not 10? Where's the 9? And sometimes, you know, you wonder, where is the rest of them at? Thank God for you that's here tonight to come to the house of God. But where is the rest of them at to take and give thanks to God? Well, let me give you two or three things here. By the way of introduction, I'll give you two or three. I'll give the message and I'll be done. I've had these 10, all 10 of them heard. Now, I don't know how they heard, but all 10 of them heard about Jesus. I'm glad I heard about him, ain't you? And I don't know how they heard. I don't know who told, but they heard enough to know that Jesus could take and do what he said he could do. Nobody else could take and help him, but I tell you, Jesus, I could take and help him. Well, not only did they heard about Jesus, but all 10 of them was hindered. I tell you, they was hindered with this leprosy, a type of sin. And we won't get into that, but they didn't have nowhere else to go. They had to stay off to themselves. And if anybody come close, I think it was about 300 feet. I listened close to them. They had to, unclean, unclean. They had to turn and go back. But all 10 of them, not only were they hindered, and all 10 of them heard, but all 10 of them needed help. I'll tell you, each one of them needed help. And the only one that could take and help them was Jesus. What kind of help they need, preacher? All 10 of them needed to be healed. I want to tell you, we've got a problem in our land. It's not the physical that's taking and hurting and bothering. I'll tell you, I'm sad that people has a lot of physical, but I want to tell you, the most, it seemed like the most and the worst again today is a sin sickness that people's in our country. I'll tell you, our country seemed like just took over our sin and wickedness. Well, they need to be healed. Our country needs to be healed. You know, preacher, 2 Chronicles chapter number 7, verse number 14, my people which are called my name, I shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways. We hear from heaven and heal our land. Our land needs a healing back in the day that we live. I'll tell you what they need. They needed some hope. and they got some hope when they come to Jesus. I tell you, the Bible tells us again, 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse number 19, if you just got hope, I give them this walks of life, then you'll take and be men most miserable. I guess that's the reason why we got a lot of miserable people in the land today that don't have no hope. But thank God for the hope that the Lord Jesus Christ can take and give. Well, let me give you the message tonight. Look, if you will, verse number 15. Notice what he said. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice and glorified God. Again, fell down on his face, at his feet, giving them thanks. That he was a Samaritan. I want to use the little word sign in the first part of the verse there, where he said, and one of them. I want to preach tonight. Listen, I'm glad I'm one of them. I say praise God tonight. They might not be many of us, but I'm glad I'm one of them. Amen. Praise God. I don't know what happened the other 10. I don't know the other 9. I don't know what, where they went. But I want to tell you, listen, I'm glad there was one. And the Bible said, and one of them turned back. I said, praise the Lord tonight. I want to be one of them. They sang a song sometimes, me and my wife. We ain't learned it yet. But said, I am one of them. I said, how I came to love these pilgrims. Yes, to me, a great surprise. Again, the way the Lord has led me, a wonder. Again, my eyes. Oh, I said, I'd never be one. And I'm happy now to say that although I came to hate them, I am one of them today. Praise God, I'm glad that I'm one of them. I'll tell you, they might not be many, but praise the Lord, we can be. One of them will turn back and give him thanks and praise him. Somebody said, well, what did he do? Well, the Bible said when he saw that Jesus healed him and cleansed him, the Bible says that he turned and fell down at his feet and on his face. And the Bible said he turned to give him thanks. I say, praise the Lord tonight. Help us, God, that we might be one of them. They'll take and give him thanks for what the Lord's done. Amen. Let me give you two or three things tonight. Listen on. I'm glad I'm one of them. I thought about this. I'm glad I'm one of them. To give him thanks for what he has done. That's what Brother John was doing a while ago. Did you see them tears running down his face? I'll tell you what he's doing. He's thanking him for what he'd done. There used to sing a song. When I thank him for what he has done, when I look up on the crucified one, I want to tell you tonight, we ought to be one of them that'll take and thank him for what he's done in our life. Somebody said, preacher, I said, what in the world's he done? Well, if you're saved by the grace of God, he saved you. Amen. We ought to thank him for what he's done in saving our soul. I'll tell you, he's done so much for us, and we've done so little for him. But I'm going to tell you tonight, upon the authority of God's word, we ought to be able to thank him for what he has done. Sometimes I wonder, as he talked earlier, I give the service about bowing our heads and giving him thanks for our food. Sometimes I wonder how thankful that we really are. The Bible said in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, in the last days, he said there come a time when people would be unthankful and when unholy. And I'll tell you, we are saved by the grace of God. We ought to take and thank him for what he has done. Amen. For what he has done. You saved tonight? You young people saved? How long has it been since you just took time to thank him for what he has done? Amen. Brother Harvey didn't do anything else. Praise God, we can still thank him. Listen, in the good times and the bad times. Listen, when we've got, when we ain't got. I'll tell you, when we're well, when we're not well. Listen, just for what he has done, saving our soul, we ought to thank him for what he has done. Amen. Well, praise the Lord tonight. I'm glad He fixed it out of where we can. I thank Him for what He has done. I was thinking last Sunday night. I led some there back. I'm 1963. I sat in the second seat back. I'm from the front there in the old Bronson Baptist Church. Somebody said, "Preacher, what in the world happened?" Well, I didn't understand it all back then, but I believe He put me under conviction. I said, "Praise God, we ought to thank Him tonight for putting us under conviction." And you'll never get saved until He puts you under conviction. And nobody else can do it. And the preacher can't do it. And the president can't do it. And the great physicians can't do it. But I'll tell you who can. Jesus is the only one that can take and put you under conviction that you can get saved by the grace of God. I didn't know what it was, but I look back on it. He put me under conviction. I'm glad He put me under conviction. Somebody said, "Well, what will that do?" I want to tell you that I'll let you know that you're lost and undone without Him. Nobody will ever come to Jesus until they get to the place that they realize they're lost and undone. In other words, that you're headed for hell without any hope. We ought to thank Him. Maybe we ought to call for recess and just shout a little while tonight. I'll tell you, thank Him and praise Him. I'll tell you for what He has done. Amen. Put me under conviction. Let me know. I'll tell you, it's lost and undone without God. I'll tell you that night, Brother Patton Hall, I was sitting there, just a little country boy, 11 years old. I realized, myself, that I was a sinner that needed help. I'll tell you, I'd been to church before, but that night was different. I tell you, He let me know that I needed help. He let me know a sinner. I lost none done without God. And so I'm thanking Him for what He has done. I'm thankful that when I called out to Him, I'll tell you, just like these 10, all 10 of them did, listen, Jesus, Master, have mercy and not upon us. I believe that's one of the greatest needs I'll tell you that we have today. I ask for God to take and have mercy and that upon us. If we don't get His mercy, I'm telling you, we're in trouble. And you see, mercy keeps back what we deserve, but grace brings to us what we don't deserve. I say praise God tonight for the mercy and not of God. I want to tell you, they cried out for mercy. Ever been a time when you cried for His mercy? Get to the place that you feel like you're going to die and go to hell. I'll tell you what you'll do. You'll call out to somebody, amen. Yes, you will. And so, somebody said, "Well, what did He do?" I'll tell you what He done. He took and cleansed me. I'll tell you, if you'll have it, He converted me. Praise God tonight. I'll tell you what He done. He took and cured me. Brother was talking about a while ago about sin. I'll tell you what He'll do. He'll pull that plug on sin. You won't be able to take and enjoy it anymore. Listen, we're not perfect, but I want to tell you, friend, that's the difference between a sinner and one that's been saved by the grace of God. A sinner still enjoys it, but a saint of God can't, amen. Can't. I say praise the Lord for what He's done. And so what He done, He converted me. He cleansed me. He cured me. I say glory to God. I've got a lot to thank Him for what He's done. Amen. And if you've been saved by His marvelous grace, you've got a lot to thank Him for what He has done. Amen. Thank Him for what He has done. Well, I'll tell you what He done. He changed me. If you ever been changed, if you ain't never been changed, you ain't never got what I got, amen. I won't tell you, it'll change you. And so I'm thankful. Somebody said, what did He do? He changed me from a sinner to a saint. I'll tell you, the very moment, and I know, Brother Steve, this will probably get to a lot of people, but I'll tell you, I believe the night that I was there, second seat back from the front, I stand in tears running down my face. I didn't want to die and go to hell, and I believe when I first raised my foot. I'll tell you, when I first raised my foot, I look back on it. I believe when I first raised my foot, I'll tell you, it happened. Amen. I want to tell you, it don't take God a long time to save people. Sometimes it takes us a while to get to the place where we'll let Him. But I want to tell you, He'll change. I said he'll change you and save you back in a moment, amen. And don't take him on. He saved me, amen. He saved me. I say, praise the Lord. Now listen, the Bible said he made this man whole. I'm glad I'm made whole, ain't you? Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, you don't look like it. Hang around for a little while. You ain't seen the finished product yet. There's a change of coming. Again, we'll shuck off this old flesh. Get a body like the Son of God. And away we'll go. Amen. I'm telling you, hey. And so he changed me. Listen, from a sinner to a saint. Made me whole. He changed me. From sinking sand to a solid rock. Amen. He changed me from a stranger to a son of God. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm thankful that I'm in the family of God, ain't you? In the family of God. In 1952, on the 19th day of July, by the help of God, my mother birthed me into this walks of life on her 21st birthday. She had to tell me about that birth, and before she going on to be with the Lord, I talked to her about it, and she told me how long I was and how much I weighed, what my grandma said and all that. But I'll tell you, 1963, the last Sunday of July, I went home from church that night. I got to tell her about another birth, how that God birthed me into the family of God, how she birthed me into the world, God birthed me out of this world. We're in the world, but we're not out of the world anymore if we're saved by the grace of God. And so I thought about that maniac out there in the book of Mark, chapter number 5. I'll tell you, they couldn't help him running naked in the tombs about like some folks do today. Naked in the tombs, nobody. They thought they had him, and they chain him, Brother Steve, they take him back, and then demons get to raving in his body, and away and go again. But I won't tell you, this day, Jesus, I passed by his way and done something for him that nobody else I could take and do. I believe he's still thanking him for what he has done. I cannot tell you, he changed him from a wild man to a witnessing man. Amen. Read the scripture. The Bible said he went through the whole city of Decapolis telling folks what Jesus done for him. Well, praise the Lord. Let's hasten on. I think we ought to take and praise him for what he has done, don't you? He done anything for you? Saved your soul? Praise the Lord. Maybe we ought to take and shout a little while, go out there beside the road and do some rapture drills for the glory of God. I'm telling you, hey, how that we might witness some more for him and let somebody else know what the Lord's done for us. Well, I tell you, I want to be one of them. Brother Patton, all I want to be one of them. How that'll take and thank him for what he has done. For what he has done. Well, I want to be one of them to thank him for what he is doing. I won't tell you, a lot of people think that God's closed up shop, but I won't tell you, he's not closed up. He ain't turned the lights out yet, praise God. I won't tell you, the church's still here. As long as the church is here, there's still going to be some work going on. There's still going to take and be some things happening for the glory of God. I'll tell you what we hear. We hear about the bad things. I'll tell you about what the devil's doing. But can I tell you, hey, our Heavenly Father, he's still doing some things. I'll tell you, he's still saving souls. I'll tell you, he's still taking and changing lives. He's still taking and putting people into the family of God. I want to tell you, he's still doing it. Even in 2014. He ain't quit yet. He ain't quit yet. I'll tell you, got to go to a little camp meeting there. Brother Steve was there. I'll tell you, got to go back Thursday night. And I'll tell you that I don't know who it was got saved. But I'll tell you, the sister was sitting there in the service. And they said that was her. Doing all that shouting, praising God. I'll tell you, that was her brother. They got birthed into the family of God. How can I tell you, hey, how God's still doing. He's still blessing. He's still saving souls. I'll tell you, not only should we take and thank him for what he has done, but we ought to be thanking him for what he is doing. What he is doing in the day that we live. Somebody said, hey, preacher, what is he doing? I'll tell you, he's doing for me now. Amen. I say, praise his name for what he's doing for me. I'll tell you, he watches over us and takes care of us. I'll tell you what he's doing. He's caring for his own. He's caring for his children. I want to tell you, he still cares for that bride. Sometimes we think that he's forgot about us and he don't know where we're at. But I want to tell you, he still cares about that for you. If you're saved, how by the grace of God, amen. I'm glad he cares. Now I want to tell you, the president don't care much for you. And the vice president don't care much for you. And them people you voted in the White House, they don't care much for you. And I'll tell you, them Muslims over there, they don't care much for you. They'd like to kill us all. But I want to tell you, we ain't going anywhere until God gets ready for us. Amen. I'm telling you, but hey, there's somebody that really cares. They used to sing that song, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. Amen. Can I tell you, hey, nobody cares for me like Jesus does today. Amen. Now my wife, she cares for me. At least she says she does. I think she does. I'll tell you, talking to your brother. I'll tell you, last night, boy, we had a good time. Talked to him about an hour. Old Doc, he was fired up. I got talking about going to heaven. He got talking about his wife, how sweet she was. And she said, he said, you ain't going to believe this. She said, what would you? He said, I'd like to have one of them coconut pies. Said, you know what she done? She went in there and made him one. Hey, I'll tell you that. You know what that does? That shows how that somebody cares. But look where you are tonight. I'll tell you, think back where he found you. And I'll tell you, see where you are tonight. I want to tell you, that'll make you thank him after what he has done and what he's doing. Like in your life, thank God, sitting in church tonight. I'll tell you, rejoicing in the Lord. I'm happy to be saved by the grace of God. I'll tell you, you ought to thank him after what he is doing. For what he is doing. I say, praise the Lord. Somebody said, preacher, I said he's taking care of me. I tell you, Brother Steve, I got to figuring up the other day. I quit pastoring in 1991. The second Wednesday night of March. I've been in evangelism for over 23 years. And I'll tell you, I was sitting over there at Killer Baptist Church this morning back in 1992. We was over there in a meeting. And I'll tell you, I was sitting in an old building on the front where you're sitting tonight, Brother John. And I'll tell you, the Holy Ghost of God moved upon me and said, quit your job. And I'll tell you, I was just as happy as I could be. After we was riding home, I'll tell you, that night, I get ready to go to work. I'll tell you, on Monday morning, and the devil says, you've done it now. I've been working on a public job ever since I was 14 years old. I've always had a paycheck coming in. But I'll tell you, this month, maybe next week, in 1994, I'll tell you, I walked off of my job. I'll tell you, I give it to him, praise God. Miss Wilmer said, James, I said, what you going to do? I said, I'm going to work for my Lord. I'm going to work for my Lord. She said, you'll starve to death. She lives in one of the poorest counties. I'll tell you, Kentucky and McQuarrie County. But praise God, look at me now. I want to tell you, God has took care of us and provided for, hallelujah, and provided for us and paid the bills and fed us and clothed us and give us meat. Hallelujah. I praise God tonight. I want to tell you, I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to thank him for what he's doing. Hallelujah. Hey, I'll tell you, we're behind on the thanking him. I'll tell you, for what he has done and for what he's doing. I'll tell you, maybe Brother John, this meeting will be for us just catching up a little bit on being thankful for what he's doing. I'm telling you, he's still doing. He's still doing. I said he's still doing. Hey, he cares for us. He's keeping us. He's securing us. And the devil can't get us. Hallelujah. Even when he comes snooping around, and he might tell you that he's got you, but down deep inside you know he can't do nothing with you, praise God. The only thing he can do is what God permits him to do. I'll tell you, hey, he's keeping us and securing us and giving us that assurance that we need. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Supplying our needs. taking care of us. Amen. I came in 2014. I tell you, when people says we're having hard times, I'll tell you, hey, maybe some is, but I'm telling you, we've got it pretty good. I'll tell you, sitting in the house of God tonight, listen, hey, how God meeting with us. He's promised us where it's been, it's two or three. I'd be gathered in His name. He'll be in the midst, I'm telling you. I said, God is still doing it in the time that we're here. Woo! Hallelujah. Are you supposed to get excited on Sunday night? Brother Steve, where will we be tonight if it hadn't been for the Lord? Even when I was out of church, God was still taking care of me. Brother Patton, all I'd go out and run them cars up and down the road on Friday night, Saturday night. That always make us get up early. We always had to get up early. And I remember him getting us up early on Sunday morning. And I'll tell you, I'd go out there and land a swing on the front porch. Front porch and the back porch, and had a swing on each one of them. And I'd go on the front porch. I'll tell you, just to be by myself, a little 15, 16-year-old boy. And I'll tell you, I'd lay in that swing thinking, what am I going to get into today? And somewhere across the river, an old church bell began to get to ring. And I'll tell you, every time they pull that rope and that old clanger hit, I'll tell you, God speak to my heart. I said, church time. At church time. At church time. Like even when I didn't go to church, I want to tell you, God cared enough. Have to remind me it's church time. Hey, hallelujah. Nobody else done that. Huh? Nobody else knows He's speaking to me either. Huh? Well, praise the Lord. I thank you. Somebody said, hey, I thank Him for what He has to do. Yes, I praise God. He said, I want to be one of them. I'll thank Him after what He has done. But I want to be one of them to thank Him after what He is doing right now. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Huh? Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, listen, if people only knew, Brother Harvey, if people only knew how God's took care of us, how God provided. I was in a meeting earlier this year, in a tent meeting. I pulled that thing across the country, and I'm not telling the church how they done us good. I'm just talking about a little country church. How they took up offering, how the pastor was so proud of it. But I'll tell you, I spent $700-something back in cash going down there and back, pulling that old trailer. Brother Steve, the winds are blowing across it. I'll tell you, coming out of the south as we's going, I'll tell you, down 75, it's about 7-8 miles to the gallon down there. But I won't tell you, hey, they give us that offering. I'll tell you, we come back home. My wife said, now, how are you going to pay the bills? I said, God, I will provide. And Brother Steve, me and my neighbor, I went over to the airport there. I'll tell you, just across the hill from where we live, and I know it had been there. Had some little old planes and stuff, but they have an auction. I said, it's going to take four days to auction that stuff off. I said, there ain't enough stuff over there. I said, I had two auctioneers going, but we went over there, and I'll tell you, bought some planes, airplanes. I'll tell you, they pulled them out of the woods and bought some I'll tell you, wings out the airplanes. And I'll tell you, praise God, we loaded them up and took them to the scrapyard. I'll tell you, the first load we took, I paid for what we give for them. I think 30-something wings. I think about 9 planes. We bought 4 or 5 pallets. I'm talking about aluminum wheels and stuff. We took them over there. And I'll tell you, praise God, how God blessed us to sell that stuff. I'll tell you, we spent $610 and got over $3,000. I'll tell you, woo, hallelujah. I've got it. I said, God, I'm telling you, listen, friend, God, I will take care of His children. God is still, I'm telling you, you might have to work a little bit, but I'm telling you, God will take care of His children. Woo, hallelujah. There was 10 of them, brother. The other 9 took off with that one when he saw what the Lord had done for him. When he really found out how much Jesus cared and what the Lord really done for him. Praise God. He went back and fell down at his feet and his face to the ground and say how the Bible said, watch this, and with a loud voice. Praise God. He didn't care who heard. He said with a loud voice, I begin to glorify God after what he done and what he was doing that very moment. I said what he was doing that very moment. What God was doing that very moment. What he was doing that very moment. For that man, hey, he raised his voice and glorified God. Woo! Hallelujah. Can I tell you tonight, I believe that's what the Lord wants out of us. I believe that's the reason why our country has gone so far backwards as it's gone. God's people has quit thanking Him and glorifying Him and magnifying Him and lifting Him up. I'll tell you, hey, and we ought to thank Him for what He's doing. What He's doing. What He's doing. He doing anything for you? Praise God, He's doing it for me. Yeah, man. Praise the Lord. Well, my time's up. Let me give you this lesson. Not only we ought to thank Him for what He has done, we ought to be thanking Him for what He's doing. But I'll tell you, we ought to be thanking Him in advance for what He's going to do. Yeah, man. I will tell you, it ain't always going to be this way. I will tell you, it ain't always going to be this way. I'll tell you, for a child of God, how things are picking up a little bit. And for a child of God, I'm going to tell you, it looks real good. And for a child of God, amen. Our president's against Israel. Our vice president's against them. John Kerry's against them. Most of them in the White House is against them. But I tell you, I know one that's not against them. Amen. I will tell you, them enemies is firing them rockets in there. And I heard one talking about that Israel's got that technology. I'll tell you, I think that Bush or Reagan, I was the one that helped them before they take them missiles. I'll tell you, out of the air, before they ever hit. I'll tell you, they might sound the horn, but I believe they know that they could take them out before they hit. And I heard one talking about, Brother Steve, where that one failed. And I'll tell you, it didn't go off. It didn't blow up, didn't explode. Somebody said, what is that? I believe if one gets through, I believe God just puts His hand around it. Praise God. Just let it hit, and it's a dud. Amen. I want to tell you, God will take care of His children. He promised Israel. I said He promised this. He'll take care of them. And those that bless them, God will bless, and those that curse, God's going to curse. God takes care of His own. Amen. Hey. Praise the Lord. That's another message. But I'll tell you, listen, I'm glad I'm one of His. Amen. I might not be over there in Israel, but praise God, I'm adopted Jew here in the United States. How can I tell you, He's still taking care of me. He'll take care of you. I'm telling you, God's promised us He'd take care of us. Amen. But that ain't all. Amen. He promised He's coming back to get us.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I think we ought to... Well, I got to be in my home church, Brother Harvey, here a couple of Wednesday nights ago. And, I'm telling you, God just showed up. We're just a small country church. Brother Steve preached there. I'm talking about maybe 30, 35, maybe 40, a little over on a good Sunday. But, Brother Steve, we got in there, and I tell you, seemed like God just showed up and He just started blessing and people started testifying. And I'll tell you, it just seemed like He just settled in there for a while. It seemed like me and my wife was sitting there and it seemed like He just sat down beside us for a little while. And I'll tell you, hey, I'm glad that God lets Him take and bless us at what time we're still here. I'm glad He'll show up every now and then and still bless us when we're in the house of God. And the pastor's wife, she stood up and started testifying. And she said, I got to looking around all the miracles that's sitting here. I tell you, they got a son. I tell you, TJ should have not lived. And God blessed him. And I'll tell you, looked around. And there, there was a brother, our brother Cheek Sr., that's sitting back there. I tell you, went through a heart attack. And when they done surgery, had pulled loose, and they had to go back back and do it again. And Brother Steve had pulled loose and had to go back and redo it again. And I'll tell you, pull loose again. And they sent him to the UK out there in Lexington. And it didn't look like he's going to make it. And there he was. I was sitting back in the service. And he said, thank God for saving me. I'll tell you, looked at Brother Patton. Had a heart attack. Didn't look like he's going to make it. And there he said, I'll tell you, hallelujah, I'm telling you. And she just testified and went on. And I thought, hey, Lord, all this, and we get to go to heaven too. Amen. Hallelujah. Does that excite you, getting to go to heaven? Huh? I'll tell you, back a few years ago when we got back in church in 1974, I'll tell you, it didn't take him long to get stirred up. How about going to heaven? I want to tell you, and it seemed like now in the day that we live, not too many people get stirred. How about going to heaven? But I want to tell you, Brother Steve, listen, God will not lie. Like in the book of Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 18, he said he could not lie. And it seemed like that's what the devil is trying to get people to believe. Where's he at? It's been preached all these years. How that is coming back. How that is coming back. Honey, you just hold on a little while. We that saved by the grace of God, we're heading out of here. God's promised us how that heaven's going to be our home. And we ain't a quit until we get there.
Amen.
Heaven. You ever think about going to heaven? I guess the older I get, the more I think about heaven. Then, we'll see if somebody can get to thinking and what it'd be like to be in a place where there'd be no sin. In a place where there'd be no Satan to bother us anymore. Could you imagine being in a body that never hurt, never ache, never pain? Won't have to go back and see the doctors anymore. I tell you, when we said, Brother Duncan's meeting my wife, I'll tell you, I told her, I said, Brother Duncan's want me to help take up the offering. And she was texting me, and when I got there, she's just crying. I'm talking about so much pain, like in her leg and her knee. And I tell you, couldn't do nothing for her. I tell you, it wasn't a thing that I could take and do. But I tell you what I've done, I could call upon the Lord. And she said, pray, you got to pray. Now, I tell you, I'm praying, call, have that upon the name of the Lord. But could you imagine being in a place where you wouldn't have more pain, where you wouldn't have more heartache? I thank God for your children. I never break your heart anymore. How can you take it? Could you imagine being in a place? I'm going to tell you where, that everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. Well, I get to thinking, all I can do is throw my hands up and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. I'm telling you, somebody said, now, preacher, you're going to, I'm telling you, he's coming to get, and if you're saved, he's coming to get you too. He's promised us that. And I thought he's given us the assurance that he's a coming after us. And I tell you, I've got settled in my heart that he's a coming. And I tell you, I get to think, and I got to praying over yonder at church, Brother John. And I tell you, it seemed like God just showed up in the praying. And I tell you, before I knowed it, I was praying for the Lord to come and get us. Have you ever got carried away? How can you pray? Listen, just ask him, Lord, please come and get us. Like John did in the book of Revelation. Hey, Lord, come quickly. You ever prayed for him to come? I tell you, that's a promise. The promise. I tell you what we ought to do. We ought to be thanking him for what he's going to do. Well, I tell you, there's joy in thanking him for what he has done. There's joy in thanking him for what he's doing. But I tell you, there's a joy in thanking him for what he's going to do. Out of that 10, there was one turned. He said, and they was one of them. Just one of them. Lord, please, let me be one of them. Now I wish I'd learned this song. Let me give you the last verse. I am glad that I have joined them, for they led me to the right. I am going to stay among them, ever walking in the light. And someday, I'll join that great number over on the other shore. It is finished. Hallelujah. I'm a pilgrim evermore. And now I feel constrained to tell it, because I love this narrow way. I am happy. Hallelujah. I am one of them today. I want to tell you, I want to be one of them. My youngest son, my wife's youngest son, his wife got divorced 3 years ago last month. But she used to sing a song about them 10 letters. Last time I heard her sing it was over Brother Tom Seger's meeting. Matthew and Crystal come down for a couple days that meeting. She got up. Matthew played the guitar. She talked about 10 letters. Came to Jesus. And then she got down the park and one of them turned and started thinking. Now I'll tell you, I don't know the way the song went. It said something like this. If one of them, let me be one of them. If just one turns to thinking, Lord, let me be one of them. I want to tell you tonight, if you want something out of this meet, you want something out of this Jubilee meet, you want to get to where God can help you in this meeting. Hey, young people, you want to get something out of this meeting, I tell you what to do. Be like that one. Get to where you can thank Him. If you're saved by the grace of God, you can thank Him for what He has done. If He's blessing your life, you can thank Him for what He's doing. And I tell you, if you're saved and going to heaven, glory to God, we all ought to be out. Huh? I tell you, we all ought to be thanking and praising. Lord, let me be that one. Let me be that one. Are you that one tonight? Let me ask you this. Has Jesus ever convicted you? Has Jesus ever brought you to the place where you realize He was talking to you? Pointed you out? Let you know you're just ever lost, undone. Have you ever come to a place where you cry out to Him? These did. And has there ever been a time where you've been converted and been changed? Lord, help us tonight. I tell you, give you that assurance you're going to heaven. Well, praise the Lord. Brother John, if I took too much time, I'm sorry. I just don't fall. I want to be one of them. And if I can get anything out of this meeting, I'll tell you what I want to be. I want to be one of them that'll turn and thank Him for what He has done, what He's doing, what He's going to do. Let's stand. Father, thank You for letting us be here tonight. Lord, thank You for Brother John, his family. Lord, for these preachers and these people that's gathered in here tonight. Lord, I pray Your blessings be upon us, Lord, in the next day or so, Lord, as we gather in and preachers come in for the fellowship tomorrow. Service tomorrow night as Brother Jones and Brother Massengill come in. Lord, I pray, give them safe travel. Lord, I pray that it'll get so carried away around here, Lord, that people round about will come and see what's going on. Lord, I pray, Lord, I've seen them before get out and run up and down the road and shouting and hollering about Jesus and about being saved by the grace of God. Lord, I've heard about getting on the rooftop and praising God and shouting, whoa, God, come and get us, Lord. Oh, God, I pray, Lord, that You'd help us. Lord, give us a touch of what You want us to have. Oh, God, I pray, from the youngest to the oldest, Lord, that we'd be willing to take and thank You and praise You. Lord, please let us be one of them, like that one out of the 10, Lord, that turned and just fell at Your feet and just started thanking You. And with a loud voice, glorify God of heaven. Lord, please, I pray, bless this place in the next few days, I pray. Lord, that sinners get saved, that the saints of God get revived and taken up for You. We'll thank and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen.